It's time again for the Warren County Radio Bible School. And so you hear the bell and you get your Bible. And today you want to open your Bible to the book of Ruth. We've been studying the historical period of the time of the judges. We read most of this period in the book of Judges and some of it in the book of 1 Samuel. But between those two is the book of Ruth. And in this time of great turmoil in the land of Canaan and Israel, as they would sin against God and others would oppress them, and the raising up of these judges to deliver them, and the wars and the battles and the fighting and the unsettled times, there's this lovely story about Ruth and Boaz and Naomi and Obed. It's a story of home. It's so beautiful that this pastoral took place during a time of such turmoil. And it reminds us that even in the midst of great national turmoil, oftentimes there's great peace and comfort in our homes. Well, in a few moments, we're going to read the book of Ruth. And I'm going to be reading from the American Standard Version of 1901. And you can follow along in your Bible pretty well with that. And if you have the King James Version, you'll be able to follow along very well. Now, before we begin, I'll remind you, the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And now let's begin with the book of Ruth, chapter 1 and verse 1. And it came to pass in the days when the judges judged that there was a famine in the land. And a certain man of Bethlehem, Judea, went to sojourn in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons. And the name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of his wife Naomi, and the name of his two sons Mahlon and Chilion, Ephrathites of Bethlehem, Judea. And they came into the country of Moab and continued there. And Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left and her two sons. And they took them wives of the women of Moab. The name of one was Orpah, the name of the other Ruth. And they dwelt there about 10 years. And Mahlon and Chilion died, both of them. And the woman was left of her two children and of her husband. Ruth chapter 1 and verse 6. Then she arose with her daughters-in-law, that she might return from the country of Moab, for she had heard in the country of Moab how Jehovah had visited his people in giving them bread. And she went forth out of the place where she was, and her two daughters-in-law with her, and they went on the way to return to the land of Judah. And Naomi said to her two daughters-in-law, "Go, return each of you to her mother's house. Jehovah deal kindly with you as ye have dealt with the dead and with me. Jehovah grant you that ye may find rest, each of you, in the house of her husband." And she kissed them, and they lifted up their voice and wept. And they said to her, "Nay, but we will return with thee unto thy people." And Naomi said, "Turn again, my daughters. Why will you go with me? Have I yet sons in my womb, that they may be your husbands? Turn again, my daughters. Go your way, for I am too old to have a husband. If I should say I have hope, if I should even have a husband tonight, and should also bear sons, would you therefore tarry till they were grown? Would you therefore stay from having husbands? Nay, my daughters, for it grieveth me much for your sakes. for the hand of Jehovah is gone forth against me. And they lifted up their voice and wept again. And Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clave unto her. Ruth chapter 1 and verse 15. And she said, Behold, thy sister-in-law is gone back unto her people and to her God. Return thou after thy sister-in-law. And Ruth said, Entreat me not to leave thee or to return from following after thee. For whether thou goest, I will go. And whether thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. And where thou diest will I die, and there will I be buried. Jehovah, do so to me, and more also, if aught but death part thee and me. And when she saw that she was steadfastly minded to go with her, she left off speaking unto her. So they two went until they came to Bethlehem. And it came to pass, when they were come to Bethlehem, that all the city was moved about them, and the women said, Is this Naomi? And she said, Call me not Naomi. Call me Mara, for the Almighty hath dealt very bitterly with me. I went out full, and Jehovah hath brought me home again empty. Why call ye me Naomi, seeing Jehovah has testified against me, and the Almighty hath afflicted me? So Naomi returned, and Ruth, the Moabitess, her daughter-in-law with her, who returned out of the country of Moab, and they came to Bethlehem in the beginning of barley harvest. I want to stop right here and make a note about what Naomi was saying. Call me not Naomi, but call me Mara. There is, in the footnote of the American Standard Version, this little note by the word Naomi. And it says that the name means pleasant. And then there's a word in a little footnote by the word Mara that tells us the name means bitter. What she is saying here is, call me not pleasant, call me bitter. And she's referring to the bitter lot of her life in having lost her husband and her two sons and being reduced to poverty in her old age. Now let's go to Ruth chapter 2, beginning in verse 1. And Naomi had a kinsman of her husband's, a mighty man of wealth of the family of Elimelech, and his name was Boaz. And Ruth the Moabitess said unto Naomi, Let me now go to the field and glean among the ears of grain after him in whose sight I shall find favor. She said to her, Go, my daughter. And she went and came and gleaned in the field after the reapers. And her hap was to light on the portion of the field belonging to Boaz, who was of the family of Elimelech. All right, let me stop here. Her hap. I mean, it just looked like that just happened to be. I tell you, Ruth is one of these stories that tell us about God's providence. It was God's providence that Ruth came to glean in the fields of Moab. It didn't just happen. And so many times we think, well, it just happened, or just a matter of luck, or these circumstances just developed. But someday, we may be able to, it might be revealed to us, and when we pass on and go into eternity, it might be revealed to us where we see that God's hand has been in it all. And so her hap was to light in the portion of the field belonging to Boaz. Ruth 2 and verse 4. And behold, Boaz came from Bethlehem and said unto the reapers, Jehovah be with you. And they answered him, Jehovah bless thee. Then said Boaz unto his servant that was set over the reapers, Whose damsel is this? And the servant that was set over the reapers answered and said, It is the Moabitess damsel that came back with Naomi out of the country of Moab. And she said, Let me glean, I pray you, and gather after the reapers among the sheaves. So she came and hath continued even from the morning until now, save that she tarried a little in the house. Ruth chapter 2 and verse 8. Then said Boaz unto Ruth, Hearest thou not, my daughter? Go not to glean in another field, neither pass from thence, but abide here fast by my maidens. Let thine eyes be on the field that they do reap, and go thou after them. Have I not charged the young men that they shall not touch thee? And when thou art athirst, go into the vessels, and drink of that which the young men have drawn. Then she fell on her face, and bowed herself to the ground, and said unto him, Why have I found favor in thy sight, that thou shouldest take knowledge of me, seeing I am a foreigner? And Boaz answered and said unto her, It hath been fully shown me all that thou hast done unto thy mother-in-law since the death of thy husband, and how thou hast left thy father and thy mother in the land of thy nativity, and art come unto a people that thou knewest not hithertofore. Jehovah, recompense thy work, and a full reward be given thee of Jehovah, the God of Israel, under whose wings thou art come to take refuge. And she said, Let me find favor in thy sight, my lord, for thou hast comforted me, and for thou hast spoken kindly unto thy handmaid, though I be not as one of thine handmaids. I want you to notice what it was that attracted Boaz to Ruth, and that was the love and care she was showing to her aged mother-in-law. I think Boaz must have recognized Ruth as a woman of good character. And it was that kindness, that goodness. It sort of reminds me of something my grandmother had said. Pretty is as pretty does. And Ruth was doing things that were right and good. And that attracted a man like Boaz. And so she was going to reap in his fields. He said, Under whose wings thou art come to trust. Well, you think about how a chicken would spread forth her wings to hide the chicks, or the spread forth the wings to cover the nest. And so Boaz is talking about how that God has spread forth his wings to protect and take care of Ruth and her mother-in-law in their elderly, as his mother-in-law was, as Naomi was growing old, and as Ruth was looking after her. But now let's continue with the story. Ruth chapter 2 and verse 14. And at mealtime Boaz said unto her, Come hither and eat of the bread, and dip thy morsel in the vinegar. And she sat beside the reapers. And they reached her parched grain, and she did eat, and was sufficed, and left thereof. And when she was risen up to glean, Boaz commanded his young men, saying, Let her glean even among the sheaves, and reproach her not. And also pull out some for her from the bundles and leave it. And let her glean and rebuke her not. You see, Boaz is looking after this Ruth, isn't he? Okay, Ruth chapter 2 and verse 17. So she gleaned in the field until even. And she beat out that which she had gleaned. And it was about an ephah of barley. And she took it up and went into the city, and her mother-in-law saw what she had gleaned, and she brought forth and gave to her that which she had left after she was sufficed. And her mother-in-law said unto her, Where hast thou gleaned today, and where hast thou wrought? Blessed be he that did take knowledge of thee. And she showed her mother-in-law with whom she had wrought, and said, The man's name with whom I wrought today is Boaz. And Naomi said unto her daughter-in-law, Blessed be he of Jehovah, who hath not left off his kindness to the living and to the dead. And Naomi said unto her, The man is nigh of kin to us, one of our near kinsmen. And Ruth the Moabitess said, Yea, he said unto me, Thou shalt keep fast by my young man till they have ended all my harvest. And Naomi said unto her daughter-in-law, It is good, my daughter, that thou go out with his maidens, and that they meet thee not in any other field. So she kept fast by the maidens of Boaz, to glean unto the end of the barley harvest, and of wheat harvest, and she dwelt with her mother-in-law. Now that's the first two chapters of the book of Ruth, and as far as we will get today, mark in your Bible the book of Ruth, chapter 3, and we'll see how this story comes out in our next class. Visit us when you can at the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff.